In this video, I'm going to show you how to retrieve values from server-side AJAX controls like the ones found in the AJAX control toolkit. In a previous video, I demonstrated the use of the reorder list control, and I'm going to use that as an example as to how to retrieve the values. However, this technique is appropriate for most of the AJAX control toolkit controls and control extenders that are allowed to contain other content. So the issue here is we've got this, we have this implementation here of reorder list, right? So think about this not so much specifically as the reorder list control, but as an AJAX toolkit control. And one of the things that can happen is in this control, I have these item templates. And in this item template, I have a couple of labels. And I want to be able to retrieve the specific values, the text values, from those labels. The problem is, though, that this item template contains just content. So it can, in fact, be any kind of ASP.NET control. So there isn't any sort of structured, mechanism that exposes the values of those particular controls, because they aren't limited in type or in number. So we're going to use a technique that helps us go and get those, in this case, label the text values of the label controls that are contained in this item template. And remember, these could be text boxes, they could be image controls, they could basically be any ASP.NET control. So all I'm going to do here is outside the div, I'm just going to add a button, and click on that button to get a code behind event handler for the click event. And then in addition here, I'm going to just add another label control. This is going to be a standard ASP.label control. And this is where I'm going to put the values that I retrieve. So in the event of this click event, here's what we're going to do. So first I'm going to need, I know that what I've contained in that item template in my reorder list control is a couple of labels. So let's dim up, let's call them L1 and L2 as label, just for local use here. And then I'm going to need a couple of integers. So let's dim I and max as integer. And label 3, text, let's just set that equal to an empty value. And I just want to hop back over here and make sure that that was in fact label 3. Yes? Okay. So now let's do a couple things. So the first thing we want to do is find out how many items are in the collection that we're going to iterate through. So let's say max reorder list 1 dot items dot count minus 2, and this is so that we can loop through them, and so we're going to loop from the first to the last of the items in the collection, and we're going to do this in a way that respects the array indexing for VB. So now we can just say for I equals 0 to max, L1 equals C type reorder list 1 dot items I, so we're iterating through each of the items in the items collection that appears in our reorder list. Now we need to find the label controls, and since these are user definable, we need to actually call find control and pass in the name of the ASP.NET control that we want to retrieve the value from. So remember, ours were just label 1 and label 2. And we need to remind it what the type is. All right, so that'll get us label 1. Now let's just go ahead and, again, use the magic of cut and paste and say we want to get, we want to store that in L2, and we're interested in the control named label 2. And now all we need to do is set the text value of the label control that we want to populate. So, and let's just do this in an appending fashion. Right? So we'll say label 3 text, which we've started out by setting to nothing, equal whatever's already in there plus, and we'll add a couple of spaces, and then we'll say L1 text, and a couple more spaces, and L2 text, and then because we're going to iterate through all of them, let's add a line break so that we get a little bit of nice formatting there. And now let's go ahead and run our application. And so you see we've got all these items that are in our list. If I click on this button, notice that we get the two parts of the so each of the two text labels, and of course in the ones that we're adding here we're only adding to one of the two labels, but our code behind iterates through all of the items in that list and returns the values into our label 3 field. And notice it just retrieves them in the sorted order. Right? So we haven't posted them back to the database to change the order. But that's it. It's that easy. Now, one of the things I want you to remember here is that this mechanism is not specific to reorder lists. So one of the things I often get questions from folks that are using the AJAX control toolkit controls, and they want to know how to get the value of some piece of content that they've placed inside an item template in the control, whether it's a reorder list control or some other type of control. So basically this is the mechanism, is that you're going to actually call find control, passing in the name that you've identified the ASP.NET control with, and then also specifying you have to specify what the type is, if you're going to use C-type or some other casting mechanism. And by doing this, you can access the data elements in each of the controls that are contained in your item template. So that's it. I hope this helps. It's how you get the item values out of the item templates in your ASP.NET AJAX Control Toolkit controls.